The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
That's how I live my little life. That's how I live my little life. And I know songs of joy will never be scarce in your house. I can hear your amen.
Amen.
Songs of joy will never be scarce in your house. You don't need a drum to sing and dance. That one is just an addition. You don't need it. You just need a joyful heart and a joyful soul. You need a grateful heart that is ever thankful to God for every one thing he has done. To him alone be all the glory. Prospering in recession. This is part what now? This is part 5 now. Part 5. I was surprised when I saw the media people projecting part 4. Prospering in recession, part 5, in bracket, terminating dry season. Terminating dry season. I need to be very fast. I have like 35 minutes to rush through this whole lot. And I pray for grace tonight. It is not God's plan for you to live in dry season. It is not the agenda of God for you to live in dry season. There is a season called dry season. There is another season called the wet season or the rainy season. What is dry season? Dry season means an unpleasant season. It is a season characterized by close heaven. It is also characterized by heat, discomfort, shortage, starvation, or even death. It is a time when man puts in so much but gets so little. But today, I see God terminating that dry season in your life in the name of Jesus. Let me hear your loudest amen.
Amen.
Open your Bibles with me to Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 17. I'll be reading all through to verse 15. Deuteronomy chapter 8 from verse 17. From verse 7, beg your pardon. From verse 7 all through to verse 15. For the Lord thy God bringeth thee into a good land, a land of brooks of water, of fountains and depths that spring out of valleys and hills, a land of wheat and barley, and vines and fig trees, and pomegranate, and land of oil, olive, and honey. I like that. Honey. A land wherein thou shalt eat bread without scarceness. How I wish I was on this other side. You will hear my amen more than every other person. Thou shalt not lack anything in it.
Amen.
A land whose stones are iron.
Amen.
And out of whose hills thou mayest dig brass.
Amen.
When thou hast eaten and thou art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good thing which he had. Now listen, what that place is saying, go back there, just move at my pace. When you have eaten and you are full, then it's easy to lift your hands. After 7 days hunger strike, and pastor said, lift up your hands. You say, pastor, you don't know what I've been going through for 7 days. But when your stomach is full, you just ate what you felt like. You just finished eating what you felt like, not what they force on you. When thou hast eaten and art full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he had given thee. Beware that thou forgetst not the Lord thy God in not keeping his commandment and his judgment and his statutes which I command thee this day. Lest when thou had eaten and had full and had been built and had built godly houses and dwell therein, and when thy herds and thy flocks multiply and the silver and thy gold is multiplied and all that thou hast is multiplied, then thy heart is lifted up and thou forget the Lord thy God which had brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage, who led thee through That great and terrible wilderness wherein were fiery serpents and scorpions and droughts where there were no water. Who brought thee forth water out of the rock of the flint? May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. Let's just stop there. Don't worry because of our time. Praise the Lord. Our God does not delight in you and I operating in dry season. His desire every day is that we operate in abundance and surplus. And as there is a dry season, there's also what we call a rainy season. It is a season of joy. It is a season of open doors. It is a season of smiles. It is a season of blessing. A season of increase, multiplication, success, and advancement. That is the season you are entering to from today. Without wasting our time tonight, there are different types of dry season. I only listed a few here. And I pray that God will just give me speed tonight. Types of dry season. Number one is called spiritual dry season. This is characterized by lack of God's presence, low power and low zeal for the things of God, low spiritual sensitivity and spiritual dryness. I pray for somebody here tonight that you will escape every form of spiritual dryness in Jesus' name. Sometimes you meet some people, you immediately feel dry talking to them. Immediately you have contact with them, you feel as if God is not around you at all. Why? Because the spiritual intensity is not there. The spiritual intensity is not there. The spiritual intensity is not there. Types of dry season. Number two is physical or health dry season. This is characterized by weakness and sickness. In 3 John verse 2, the Bible says, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospered. A time of physical or health dry season is a time of sickness. But you will escape sickness tonight. Amen. You will escape sickness tonight. Amen. Number three type of dry season is called moral dry season. This is evidenced by lack of truth, lack of holiness, lack of discipline, lack of discipline. When there is moral dry season, whereby there is all sort of evil. As I was driving to church this morning, I was listening in the news of a place in Lagos where I don't know if you heard it in the news, where they said a woman was sweeping. And as she was sweeping, she got to a hole. How many of you heard the story? You heard it? In the news, she got to a hole and she heard somebody shouting, help me, help me, help me, help me, inside this small hole on the street, somewhere near one corner. And she went to, as she was going to call people, she met him, and the man said, don't mind your business, so don't bother to call anybody. But she still went to call people. And as they went there, they brought out human beings that have been slaughtered inside. Some are still about to be slaughtered. And they brought out four out of those who were involved in the killings. And they said, those that came out said there were about 26 inside that place. On the corner. That's as a result of moral dry season. Whereby there's massive killings. Where the blood of men does not mean anything to others. But I pray that the Lord will deliver this nation. And because of our time, we'll not be looking at that tonight. We are going somewhere. Number four kind of dry season is career and business dry season. This is evidenced by stagnation in career and business. Frustration and failure in business and career. Whereby you work so hard to get promotion and you are denied. Whereby you work so hard to ensure your business progress and all the same, there's nothing progressing. This is what they call career and business dry season. But tonight, everyone stagnated, frustrated by his career and business. You will escape tonight. I say you will escape tonight. You will escape tonight. Number six, where are we? Number five is there is also what we call emotional and marital dry season. This is evidenced by instability in relationship. Enter one relationship, 1 month, get out. Another one, 2 months, get out. I'm not doing it again. Instability in relationship, breakdown, marriage, fighting, deprivation. Wife is not ready to have anything to do with the husband in the house. Husband doesn't have anything to do with wife in the house. There is all sort of slapping. Slow slapping and fast slapping. All sort of slapping. All sort of method of slapping. Kicking and all sort of acrobatics. The kind that Mike Tyson does. This is as a result of emotional and marital dry season. This is also evidenced by cheating and infidelity. When there is dry season in a marriage, the husband will sleep around. The wife will have boyfriend in the office. This is a sign of emotional and marital dry season. But every marriage that has any form of challenge in this church, the Lord will breathe in and step in the name of Jesus. Number six, where I will stop because of time tonight. Type of dry season is called resources and financial dry. And that's where we are developing. That's what we are talking on tonight. Resources and financial dry season is evidenced by lack of money to meet one's needs as at when due. That is, a man does not have enough. There is inadequacy, insufficiency. Things are not enough. Food is not enough. Money is not enough. Cloth is not enough. You can't say, it's somebody that enjoys abundance that we give out to others. Yes or no? Oh. When there is lack, it is a sign of financial or resources dry season. Quickly tonight, ladies and gentlemen, my beloved, what are the causes of dry season? What causes dry season? We look at this quickly tonight, then we go to pray. Number one cause of dry season is called idolatry. Someone say idolatry. Idolatry is the number one cause of dry season. Idolatry simply means when someone places an object and makes it take priority over God. That is, making anything or anyone higher than God. Anything or anyone that you rank higher than God is your idol. It can be your beauty. It can be your handsomeness. It can be your certificate. It can be your husband or your wife. It can be your children. It can be your career. It can be your business. I cannot joke with my business. That's my number one priority in life. That's your idol. And our God is a jealous God, according to Exodus 34 verse 14. Exodus chapter 34 verse 14. The Bible says, "For thou shalt worship no other God. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God." Can you see that? For the Lord, whose name is jealous, his name is jealous, is a jealous God. That is emphasis. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 24. He says, "For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God." Is fire on one side. Is a jealous God on another side. Ladies and gentlemen, scarcity is always synonymous with idolatry. I have never seen a blessed or a prosperous babalawo in my life. If you have seen one, tell me. They are always stinking and smelling. Their houses smell of wee-wee, at least from the one we hear from films. They have nothing to offer. They can't do anything for you except you first drop something. Because of the wretchedness, because of the poverty, because of the kwashiorkorness of them and their wife and their children. They have nothing to offer. In my place, they say, the person that will give you clothes, you will first what? You will first assess his clothes. If somebody says, "I will give you something," you look at the person first. Somebody that is smelling, stinking, looking tattered, shattered, dilapidated, frustrated, smelling, has not shaved. His hair is he has problem. He cannot buy ear cream. He's using yam to eat salt. I mean, he's a frustrated man. How How can that kind of person give you something? Talk to your neighbor and say, be wise. It's a sign of foolishness for somebody to use his two legs to enter such houses. It's a sign of foolishness. For what reason? To give what? To collect what? What your father has. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. Everything you think of, he has it in abundance. And it's releasing a tangible portion to you and your family today. I say it's releasing a tangible portion to you and your family today. I'd like to hear your loud amen. I'd like to hear your loud amen. Friend, if you know anybody doing that, tell them stop this foolishness. Stop this foolishness. Stop it. Because it will make their second name to be poverty. Second name. I know everybody has a first name. The second name, they call the name, they call the other name, and they say the second name is now poverty. So. I have never seen anyone do that and prosper in life. Number two cause of dry season is disobedience. In Isaiah chapter 1 verse 19, if ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Every obedient person is a prosperous person. In Deuteronomy 28 verse 1, from verse 1 to 6, explains to us that if thou shalt obey, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God shall set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Somebody say amen. And all these blessings shall come on thee. Can you see? Just because of obedience. And the blessing will overtake you. How many of us know how to drive here? When he says somebody will overtake you. Overtaking means the blessing will be so, it will be so much, it will move past you. You will be walking on blessings. That's why the Bible says you will lay up gold as dust. Say you will lay up gold as, you will have, your floor will be like you have gold on the floor. May I say amen? Oh. Amen. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. If only you can be obedient. Blessed shall thou be in this city. In this city of Ilorin, in this nation of Nigeria. Amen. And blessed shall thou be in the field. Amen. Blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. Amen. As is your children shall be blessed. And the fruit of thy ground. And the fruit of thy cattle. The increase of thy kin and the flocks of thy sheep. Blessed shall be thy basket and thy store. I think I like that. What that means is that your store will never run dry. Vegetable oil will be there. Palm oil will be there. Rice will be there. Potato will be there. You have some wine somewhere you can take. Praise the Lord. You will have more than enough of everything you can think of. Number six. Because of our time. Blessed shall thou be when thou comest in. And blessed shall thou be when thou goest out. You travel or you return. You travel in blessing, you return with more blessing. Come on, say big amen. Say big amen. It doesn't matter where you go to. You go in peace, you return in peace. You go in blessing, you return with multiple blessings. But disobedience keeps a man in poverty. Every disobedient person is a candidate of poverty. Every disobedient person ends in penury, ends in scarcity. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust. May that grace of obedience come upon you tonight. Amen. May that grace of obedience come upon you tonight. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Amen. You know, obedience pays. I was just praying this afternoon. And the Holy Spirit told me, go and check your iPad and check the message you are preaching this evening. That was few minutes to like an hour or less than an hour to the service. A message that was ready, I had already gone through it, and Go, just go on. Just simple obedience. And I interrupted my prayer, went to check it. And I saw that the message had cut into half. That was why I knew that God wants to bless you tonight, because the devil doesn't want you to listen to this message. The message had cut to half, and I was wondering. So I called Lagos to find out that the message for today that I sent to them, the outline, that is it full? They said it's not full. They checked it. They did not also notice that it was not full. They said it's okay. As I checked, I saw that it was not full. I went back to where I studied. I saw that it was cut to half. So I started the remaining half over again to mesmerize the devil. What about if I did not do that? I would have come here and I'll be moving. And then when I get to a point, I discover that there's nothing to do. The Holy Spirit is a director. He directs us. He shows us what to do. Today, God will lead you on what to do. Number three, causes of dry season is immoral lifestyle. Somebody say immoral lifestyle. Every immoral person will end up in lack. Immorality is the gateway to casualty. There is no immoral person that will not end in lack. Immoral lifestyle. Immoral lifestyle can be in the area of lying, cheating, prostitution. I've never seen any prostitute that use prostitution to build house. If you have seen one, let me know. Say, I use prostitution to build an estate. Cannot use it to buy bleaching cream and to maybe buy one small rickety car that will soon knock. The engine will soon knock. It will knock. It will knock. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Immoral lifestyle always brings about casualty. Immoral, living a life that does not glorify God. For example, look at this. In Proverbs 22, from verse 22 and 23, somebody who is robbing, a robber. Rob not the poor, because he is poor. Neither oppress the afflicted in the gate, for the Lord will plead their cause and spoil the soul of those that spoil them. Somebody who is immoral, who is involved in stealing, cheating, carrying gun, carrying sugar daddies, mommy daddies, and all that, we eventually end up in the stomach of the devil. We eventually end up in dry season. He will look back and say, hey, see when I used to have money. That one will not be your portion. I said that one will not be your portion. If you know anybody in the moral lifestyle, tell them today to stop it, because very soon, they will soon be coming to your gate to ask for bread. Crumbs of bread. Because the money they thought they had will soon disappear. Immoral lifestyle makes money to fly away. Your money will not fly away. Your money will increase. Your money will increase. Let me hear your loudest amen. There was a very popular armed robber then called Anini. How many of you heard about him? I know a house he built in Ibadan when I was in Ibadan. My friend's brother bought it. Very fine house. That guy was just 37 when he bought that house. A young man of 37 bought a house of an old man, a former armed robber. He sold it for cheap. The man could not tell people how much he bought the house because it was ridiculous. Stolen money used to be that. Can you imagine stolen money? Used to send children to school. The person cannot eat anything from the hand of that children, from that child. If somebody steal money and use it to send money, that child cannot prosper. So immoral lifestyle always brings dryness. I pray for somebody today. You never involve yourself in such in Jesus' name. Let me hear your loudest amen. Let me hear your loudest amen. Number four. Cause of dryness. Number one is what? Idolatry. Number two. Number three. Number four is lack of savings culture. Proverbs 21 verse 20. Proverbs 21 verse 20. When a person does not have savings culture, he will spend it all. The Bible says in this place, it said, there is a treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise. But a foolish man, someone say foolish man. A foolish man spended it up. When you are the kind of person that spend everything you have to the last cupboard, is a sign of foolishness. Somebody say, my salary is very small. Yes, you cut your coat according to your size. My recommendation for you is to ensure that you save on a regular basis. You cut your coat to the extent that you are able to save within the little God has given to you. Looking at the story of the foolish virgins in Matthew 25 verse 1 to 4. 10 foolish virgins. 5 saved oil. 5 spent the whole oil. And they were looking for oil all over the place. And 5 of them were wise. And 5 were... Can you see? Every time somebody spent it all, the Bible refers to the person as a foolish person. Every time you finish spending everything, your account always is zero. The Bible says you are a foolish... Verse 3 now. Verse 3. They were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamp. They that were foolish took their lamp and took no oil with them. They finished everything. But the wise took oil in their vessel, in their lamp. You can read the rest of the story because of our time. Listen to me. No matter who you are and how much you earn, don't spend it all. It causes dryness. Don't spend it all. It causes dryness. Number 5. I'm trying to rush because of time. Number 5 cause of dry season is laziness. Proverbs 28 verse 19. Proverbs 28. He that tilleth his land shall have plenty of bread. But he that followeth after vain persons shall have poverty enough. He says anybody that is lazy, he will have poverty. See, Bible is very, very explicit. He said he will have poverty enough. Okay, what other thing can you use to describe dryness? When you say you will have enough blessing, that is the opposite of saying you will have poverty enough. But I say to you and your family, you will have blessing enough. You will have blessing enough. So anybody that does not till his land, the land where you are. Someone says, I wish I was born in America. See, if I was born in New Jersey, I will have a jersey. It doesn't mean that you have a jersey if you are in New Jersey. If you are here, you cannot work to have a jersey. Forget about New Jersey. If you are here, you cannot work. If you go to Germany, you cannot jam fortune. You can't jam fortune. I'm going to Germany. If you get to, it is in my place. They say a child that will do sham. It is from now that his mouth will be doing. Somebody that will do well. A lizard in Nigeria cannot be an alligator in America. A lizard is a lizard internationally. www. Write W plenty. Just make sure you put dots there. Then write lizard. Lizard is lizard anywhere. If you are the kind of person here, your hand is like iron. It's a problem. Baba, I'm delivering the message as you are giving it to me. Number 6. I think I better stop here. Okay, I'll take one more. Cause of dry season. Number 6 cause of dry season is faulty foundation. In Psalms 11 verse 3. Psalms chapter 11 verse 3. The Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, what can the righteous do? If you notice that your great grandfather, your grandfather and your father was poor, there is a circle of foundational poverty in the family. You have to break it. That's why you must be a student of history in this particular area. And then you must be able to fight warfare. Matthew 12:29. You fight. You go into the house of battle. You say, or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods? except he first bind the strong man and then he spoil his house. How can you say you want to possess your possession if you are not ready to fight? Devil is not ready to release it. So you must fight to get it. Devil is not ready to release your money. He is not ready. He wants you to continue. Your children continue. He's enjoying it. He's like he's excited. But that circle will end with you today. I said that circle will end with you today. If you notice, your father is the kind that he takes eternity for him to do anything good. There is a gap of 27 years before any good thing comes. If he does one, after 27 years, before another one will come. You see, the foundation is faulty. And it is in a church like this where the circle can be broken. But tonight, God is going to break that circle. I say God is going to break that circle. Every evil circle that is foundational, everything that is that looks like a resemblance of what is operating negatively from the house, you will not inherit it. You will not inherit it. If your father is a drunkard, you will not be a drunkard. If your father is a polygamist, I forbid it that you're a polygamist. If your father is a juju man, I forbid that you go into idolatry. In the name of Jesus. Let me hear your good amen. Let me hear your good amen. Let me hear your good amen. You see, that's why it's good to have people that pray over you and speak right things. You cannot be in the house and hear this kind of message. Let it rain thunder. You cannot be in the house and hear this kind of message. It takes your being in God's presence to assess the next level. Number 7, and I will stop there. We'll go into prayer. Okay, I'll give you my counsel, then we go into prayer. Number 7, cause of dry season is unfaithfulness in covenant practice. Every person who is not consistent in covenant practice is calling for dry season part time. In Malachi chapter 3, verse 8 to 12, says, why are you robbing me? Malachi 3, 8 to 12. You rob me. Why do you rob me? You don't pay your tithe. Say, will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, wherein have we robbed you? Oh God, where have we robbed you? Say, you should know now. In your tithe and in your offering. That is why your hand are dry. And he put some curses there. I will not bother to read that so that he doesn't curse. Because, you see, friend, there are causes attached to not being a tither. One of the causes is perpetual dry season. Perpetual dry season. You see yourself, you can calculate how much you have been earning. Plenty money has passed through your hand. You cannot account for anything. The reason is not because there is no faithfulness in tithe. In 2 Corinthians chapter 6, chapter 9, 2 Corinthians 9, verse 6 to 8, explains to us how God loves a cheerful giver. He says, but this I say, he which sweareth sparingly shall also reap also sparingly. And he which sweareth bountifully shall also reap also bountifully. Every man according as he proposeth in his heart. So let him give, not grudgingly. Because some give grudgingly. God, just take it. Pastor said that I can attract a curse, Abi. If I take your tithe, take it. Take it with speed. No. God said, don't give grudgingly of necessity. For God loveth each other. Verse 8. God is able. And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that ye, always abounding in all sufficiency, in all things, may abound to every good work. You are bound to good works. You are bound to good works as a result of your giving. As I round up tonight, what is my counsel? 7 counsels tonight. Number 1 counsel is avoid all forms of idolatry. Avoid every form of idolatry. Don't exalt yourself as if you are the God all of us have come to serve. Don't make your husband or your wife a God. Don't turn your children into a God. There is only one God. He's there. The Almighty. Avoid that. Don't enter into the house of anybody. If I enter a house and I saw that they put something there at the entrance, that is the last time I get there. And I will say something before I leave. I will tell them something. If you don't remove this thing, the curse of the Lord is upon you. If I enter president as I see it, I say it. There's no human being on this earth that will look me in the face and tell me that what I'm saying is wrong when I know it is right. Idolatry is a killer. Collecting gadgets all over the place, putting things all over the place, is a sign of madness. It's a sign of definite dry season. Number two, counsel tonight. Obey God and his servant faithfully always. When God gives you a directive, do this, obey him. When God gives you a directive through his servant, you know, God most of the time will not come from heaven. He will speak through a vessel. Tonight, I am that vessel. And by privilege, from time to time, giving me utterance without any form of bias or any form of personal gain. No personal gain in all this. Just an assignment which we must deliver. So, when he gives us directive, I will give it to you. It's important that you obey. Many have disobeyed and have suffered the consequences. Number three, counsel is flee all forms of immorality. All forms of immorality, flee it. Joseph ran away when he saw immorality. He ran. Don't wait for immorality. I mean, it's nonsense. It's nonsense. As a single girl, you are sleeping over in boyfriend's house. You are wasting your time. You are wasting your time. And he said, God, answer me. God, answer me. Because God said, forget it. God, forget it. Your boyfriend is helping you to remove your panties. You have not married. You say, you are a girl. I must not. You just started dry season. It's the beginning. This is like 100 level of dry season. Because it is wrong. Hold on. Number four, counsel. Learn to save at least 10% of your income monthly. No matter what you earn, save some. Save some. There might be an emergency or something that you need money for. Where do you get money? Now start running about. Save some. If your wife is pregnant, you knew when she got pregnant. You probably knew the month. So you know immediately, you start saving. Immediately. Always save. Always save. Always save. Always save. Don't spend it all. The Bible says it's a sign of foolishness to spend it all. It's a sign of foolishness to spend it all. It's a sign of foolishness to spend it all. Always save. Number five, counsel. Be hardworking. Anywhere you find yourself, be hardworking. Be known as a hard worker in your company. You might not be fine. You might not be yellow or light in complexion or tall. But let everybody know, she's hardworking. He's hardworking. He can walk. I've never seen anybody that walk kill. He said this person is walk like. I've only seen people that laziness kill them. Well, a lazy person will steal. A lazy person will carry sugar daddy, sugar daddy, sugar daddy, sugar daddy. Number six, counsel. Number six, counsel. Pray and declare war against your faulty foundation and wrong family pattern. Pray and declare war against your faulty family pattern. When you notice that in your family something is wrong, declare war. Somebody say war. In Matthew 11 verse 12, it says, since the days of John the Baptist, the kingdom of God suffered violence, and the violent taketh it by force. Until you declare war. I knew some things operating in my father's life. I decided that it must not operate in my life. I knew that. I identified them early enough. Notice some things in your father's life you don't want a reoccurrence. Because don't let me deceive you. Blood is very heavy. Blood is very powerful. Blood is very, very powerful. If you don't deal with it on time, it will deal with you. See, your mother left your father's house, went to another person, had one baby there, left another place, had you, two of you, in another place. Then she finally settled with an affair somewhere. And, oh, those things. You must deal with it. You must, or else you just see yourself. You are unstable as water. My last counsel for tonight. Be faithful in your tithing and givings. Everyone that wants to escape dry season, be faithful in your tithing and in your giving. Be faithful in your tithing and be consistent in your tithing and in your giving. Every wife here, advise your husband. If you don't want your husband to be in dry season, advise your husband very fast on the best way to approach life. Because some women are the problem of their husband. They knew the right thing, they did not say anything, they kept quiet. Keeping quiet, when you are supposed to talk, is not a sign that you're a good wife. I sent my wife a text. I said, whenever you see anything wrong that I've done, please don't keep quiet. Whenever you see anything that I've done that is wrong, that can spoil my testimony, don't. Then she replied the text and reaffirmed it that she's okay with that statement. Your wife cannot be somebody that cannot talk to you now. Praise the Lord. Your wife cannot be somebody that cannot talk to you. My prayer for everyone here tonight is that finally, you will escape every form of dry season. I say finally, you will escape every form of dry season. Rise up on your feet.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.